USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is deploying 3,000 U.S. troops to Romania, Germany, and Poland in answer to Russia continuing to build up military around Ukraine. Texas Republican Congressman August Pfluger joins Fox News, where he was asked if this move will deter Russia. He thinks Russia is posturing the invasion because of its view of the Biden administration.
You have to look at the administration and see the weakness on energy policy on the Nord Stream pipeline, the weakness right here at home on our southern border, weakness when we had the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. So while the troops may send a strong signal to Russia, to Putin, deterrence happens every single day, and the president has been weak.
President Biden is set to be in New York City on Thursday to meet with Mayor Eric Adams to discuss gun violence. USA Radio News.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
A group of pro-mask parents are suing Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin and others in his administration.
A group of parents who have children with disabilities filed a federal lawsuit on Monday challenging Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order making masks optional in schools. The defendants named in the suit include Youngkin, who took office last month, as well as Virginia's attorney general and the state superintendent of schools. The lawsuit joins two others challenging the executive order that have been filed against Youngkin and other state officials since he signed it on day one of his administration. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Flight cancellations are continuing to add up amid the latest winter storm hitting the United States. The total stands at more than 1,400 cancellations so far. Airports including Chicago O'Hare, St. Louis, Denver, Detroit, and Dallas-Fort Worth International are the trouble spots around the country. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The NFL team, known formerly as the Washington Redskins, announces in a video their new name.
We are Trailblazers.
Battle-tested.
Legend.
Leader.
In one united community.
Everything we need is in this room.
We are the Commanders.
The team dropping the Redskins name after backlash over the use of the name. There are concerns of growing crime across major U.S. cities compared to last year, particularly in New York City. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis met with the New York City Mayor Eric Adams, and she tells Fox Business she's satisfied with his approach to crime.
It was refreshing to hear some common sense from him. He wants to restore the bail law in Albany, and I support him 100% to fix that law that's been a complete disaster. He also wants to make sure, and he is, restoring the plainclothes unit, which is going after gangs and illegal guns.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has been criticized for a memo he issued to his staff advising them not to prosecute certain low-level crimes. The 2022 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction nominees are officially being announced. The list includes Dolly Parton, Eminem, Judas Priest, Pat Benatar, Rage Against the Machine, and Lionel Richie. Inductees will be announced in May. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.